The Susu Wallet, a user can basically download it on their mobile phone.
Vanessa Gilliam adalah pendiri sebuah usaha rintisan yang mengadaptasi tradisi berpatungan di Afrika menjadi sebuah aplikasi ponsel perbankan. Tapi begitu harus berhadapan dengan investor, ia kesulitan memperoleh modal.
I think women get less than 2% of venture capital right now to launch businesses and startups. If you're African American and a woman, I mean it's even harder. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but it can be very difficult when you're the only woman and the only black person in a room full of typically white males in financial services trying to explain why an informal social banking tradition that started in Africa can work in America and is mainstreamable and is investor worthy.
Aplikasi perbankan ini sudah dibuat prototipnya dan terbukti bisa meraup laba, tapi tetap saja Fonta menghadapi investor yang skeptis dan banyak pertanyaan skeptis mereka masih berkutat soal isu-isu di luar profitabilitas produknya.
I think the gender role really played a factor there. A lot of male investors are skeptical of women who are mothers and who are wives. Can we still be dedicated to our business? And I think that that's unfortunate because if anything, being a mother and a wife teaches you how to multitask, how to empathize with people that are different from you, and how to manage stress in ways that a male could never understand.
Perjuangan ekstra yang harus dilakukan Vanessa Gilliam juga dilaporkan banyak inovator perempuan lainnya, begitu usaha rintisan mereka memerlukan modal ventura tambahan untuk berkembang.
Bukan hanya diremehkan oleh calon investor saat berupaya untuk menggalang dana ventura, banyak pemilik usaha perempuan yang memiliki startup teknologi mengaku juga ada pelecehan seksual saat proses ini. Dalam pantauan organisasi bernama Women Who Tech yang menganjurkan investasi terhadap startup teknologi milik perempuan, sekitar 44% mengaku mereka setidaknya mengalami pernyataan-pernyataan yang bernada seksis atau bernada seksual.
Menurut pendiri Women Who Tech, berbagai rintangan ini justru mengekang inovasi secara umum.
If you continue to invest in these same types of people that fit the certain pattern, you tend to get the same type of products that keep popping up, and that's not good for innovation.
Pendanaan lewat modal ventura selama 2020 meningkat tajam, tapi tetap saja hanya sebagian kecil yang mengalir ke usaha rintisan milik perempuan.
Stats show that there is a huge return on investing in women-led startups. About 30% of revenue is stronger going to women-led startups than it is going to men. And there's a lot of data to back that up. And investing women-led startups is not about altruism. It is not about charity. This is about making major, major money, like trillions of dollars.
Ruth Allison, pandemi telah menguak maraknya ketimpangan yang perlu dibenahi, termasuk dalam sektor teknologi. Dan berbagai tantangan dunia ke depan perlu dihadapi dengan menyertakan sebanyak-banyaknya inovator. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.